And man, technology getting on my goddamn nerves. I'll tell you that right now.
You've just been through a lot of technology today.
Man. I can see after today, I can see why the Amish just be like, you know what? Fuck all that shit. Take me to the Amish.
All right. Well, welcome. Welcome again, everyone.
Yeah. Welcome.
We back.
Mostly, you know, we mostly back.
I'm here.
You know, I lost my car, and I'm kind of sad.
So that's D-Lo over there who lost his car. That's my cousin.
Yeah, the cousin with no car, what they like to call me.
Okay. I'm the cousin that fractured her ankle, so I can't even use my car.
The same day.
The same damn day.
Streets is rough. Like, okay. So listen, remember so y'all family, and if y'all been listening, y'all know enough about me. So remember I was selling icebergs, right? Mm-hmm. So I was selling icebergs to the local kids, right? So every morning, you know, in the summertime, it'll be a group of kids that come to the door around about like 8, 9 o'clock, knock on the door, you know, for icebergs. Now, mind you, the majority of these kids in these neighborhoods are Latina or Latino or Latinx, I should say. So I probably got like 3 people that was black. The rest of these people is about 4, 14, 15, just Mexican kids. So boom. So one day, I swing the door open, and there's about 5 boys, right? I see all five of these boys are like, you know, D-Lo, let me get an iceberg, let me get a blue one, let me get a red one. So I noticed that all of the boys would have money for their icebergs but one, right? Mm-hmm. So now the icebergs I was selling was 50 cents, right? 50 cents.
Okay.
The little boy had 13 cents. He said, "Can I get an iceberg?" I said, "Nah, man. It's only it's a 50 cent. How much you got?" He said, "I got 13 cents." I said, "Well, you're going to have to get you some more money." So look, fuck y'all. Don't judge me. We need to teach these kids early, okay? You don't get shit free, Ryan. So look, before I closed the door, I heard the little boy walk away and say, "Man, the struggle is real." I laughed so goddamn hard. Hey, he was about 6, 7 years old, and that shit was so funny.
Because you sat here and straight up told that little boy no, and you wouldn't.
I was building character. Because let me tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. A couple hours later, he came back with 50 cents, and I gave him 2.
Okay.
That's how you motivate, you know?
Okay. Let's see what you did there.
Theme song?
That I think is the longest it's taken us to bring in the intro.
It all comes around, you know.
Like, dang.
The little iceberg boy, man. The struggle is real, man. That shit made me laugh. For months. Iceberg boy.
Is this at where you're at now, where you used to be at?
No, this was in the apartments. We was living in some shit called Crown Square. Now imagine one thing I did like about it is what it's like it really felt community. Like it didn't feel like an apartment complex. It felt like, oh my God, what's another word? I don't know. Maybe because it was all in a big circle, and you know, mm-hmm. everybody kind of knew everybody. You know, you know people called, then you maybe speak to them, and if you lived there long enough, so you know everybody that comes.
Community.
It's a community. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of community, what the hell going on with Jada Pinkett?
Listen, y'all, and I'm just going to let y'all know now that I don't care what you think and I don't care what your opinion is. I'm going to tell you mine, though.
Yeah.
I wish that she would just shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. What happened to celebrities that used to want to have privacy in their life? She just want to be like, what can I do to embarrass myself and my family today? Bitch, shut up.
How can I break the mold today?
Dude, somebody on TikTok said, what if Tupac faked his death just to get away from Jada?
He seen it coming. The man said, I be goddamn.
Because she damn sure talk about him all the time. So imagine if he was still alive.
Do you remember on, I think it was for her birthday? It was either her birthday or Mother's Day. Will Smith said something. He said something. It was like a whole memorial. Oh, my wife did this and this and that. Made a little video.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, for his birthday, she reposted on her page the video of her and Tupac rapping Will Smith's song. I said, leave him alone.
That's, I know exactly what you're talking about. She, it was for her birthday that he did that. And it was like grandiose. That's what I'm saying. Like, they, like, she be doing some weirdo, like, I just want attention and I just want to publicly shame and humiliate people. Like, what are you doing, lady? Nobody cares.
Just, the man saved the world 3 times. Just leave him alone, man.
Not even that, but like, I mean, somebody else on TikTok said, man, Will Smith smacked that zebra for nothing.
That's fucked up.
And I said, well, one, I thought that shit was staged anyways, because that shit seems so fucking fake.
This is the general consensus between me and my homeboys when it comes to that shit. It's like, it might be staged. Maybe it was staged, but it's just like, who smacks somebody like that? That's what I want to know.
That's what, like, I'm saying. Like, it just did not seem organic.
Normally that right hand, or left hand, if you're left-handed, is coming up or side to side. Will Smith raised his hand in the air like like you hit your wife in the 60s. Like, girl, you goddamn.
Bam.
That's
but
bad.
I just felt like, I don't know, even when it first happened, I was like, this shit looked fake. And everybody tried to tell me that it wasn't fake. And now I'm like, okay, well, now that y'all know that they've apparently been separated for 7 years, then what? Now,
but she lied about that shit.
All she do is lie. She just wants attention. She's like the Kardashians. Like, they always gotta find something to, like, make themselves relevant again. And it's like, just sit there.
Just sit there and leave other people alone.
Nobody gives a shit. I promise you. Go back to when celebrities wanted to be anonymous and y'all was hiding in public. Instead of calling the paparazzi and telling them your business all the time. Nobody cares.
They be telling them people where they at. Hey, look, me, I'm about to take the girls to the Whole Foods. Y'all come and take these pictures.
Literally.
It's a different game.
Literally.
Tina Turner would never.
Child. Aretha would never.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, you know another thing that I do like finding out about the lives of the old divas back in the day. Like, you know, everybody was real secretive. It was real hush-hush back in the day. But it's like, when you learn about, like, Aretha was out there. Aretha was having fun. Chaka Khan, having big fun. You know what I'm saying?
That was no secret. Chaka Khan was... that she was high on coke 24/7, 365, living her life up, whatever she wanted to do. She was high as a kite every time. Everybody knew that. There was no hiding that. That's like public knowledge.
Was it public knowledge? Did everybody know she was out there doing wild shit? Because I had no idea.
Yes, they used to even talk about how she... how high she was one time that she was so high one time that she couldn't even perform.
I'm pretty sure that was more than once.
Right, but there's like one specific time that was like recorded that people
when she was singing beside oh my god, it was her and two other women. I think I did see that.
Yeah, and it was like, damn. But everybody knew she was always high. It just so happened that this time she was hella high. She was, I cannot fathom the words to this song, I.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do, Midge. So look, I done got on IG Live, right? Mm-hmm. You get on IG Live so they can hear you talking, but because they can't hear you talking. But okay. You can't do that because you're on your phone.
Right.
So that's stupid. Oh,
yeah,
right.
I can't do both.
Were you on there?
Well, I'm going to tell y'all like this. I would get on IG Live, but I am not presentable, okay? As I said at the beginning of the podcast, I fractured my ankle, so I'm in recovery right now.
You sound like a drug addict. I'm in recovery.
I am in recovery. I had surgery. I had surgery 2 weeks ago. Damn, 2 weeks has flown by, man. Like, it's really just been like, phew, gone. But I will say this much. I'll say this much. When the universe has been trying to give you like little things, like, hey, man, maybe you should think about how you treat your days off, and maybe you should actually treat them as days off and not do anything. You know, maybe you need to not be stressed. Maybe you need to relax. Maybe you should start doing all of these things that you wanted to do. And you're like, nah, I'm cool on that. I'm gonna keep ripping and running. And then it goes, hey man, I don't think you heard me. And then boom, fractured ankle.
Now,
the universe will sit you down.
She's not telling y'all that she was out in the middle of nowhere taking peyote in the desert in a goddamn
First of all, I wish my story was that exciting. Somebody asked me, one of my coworkers, because they didn't know that I had fractured my ankle because I've been working from home. And they were like, oh, are you in the office? And I was like, no, I fractured my ankle. And they asked me what happened. And I was like, yeah, man. So I was chasing down this this villain. And, you know, I was trying to be a vigilante. And, you know, I got beat up in the process.
Yeah, it won't that exciting.
Right. But in my head, I'm like, you know, when the universe is trying to tell you to sit down,
Think
about yourself. Think about your health. Think about your life. Think about all the things mentally that maybe you've been pushing to the side. And you don't want to do that. But then the universe is going to tell you, actually, you don't have to because I'm going to make you.
I think the universe was just telling me, don't drive in the rain. That was mine. Hey, man, don't drive in the rain. You can go ahead and wait. Or don't take 195 when you know that slick ass road spot. Y'all, I wrecked my goddamn car. I love that car. And this is one thing that's interesting about that, my last car. I didn't give her a name.
Oh.
This was the first car that I didn't name. Now, because I didn't want to put the car on a pedestal. That okay. is to say, I didn't want to anthropomorphize my car to make it more important than what it is.
Okay. But maybe the universe is telling you not to, you know.
Never do that shit again. Okay. Maybe,
like, hey, it's just some fun shit. It's not really making you think that your car is a human being. Like,
right. Yeah, don't take it too deep.
Like, hey, maybe not take things so literal. It's okay. You can have a little fun here and there. Dude, I tell you, sometimes you just gotta really like, you know what I've been seeing a lot on my TikTok today? Was it today? I think today. it was a lot
today, Junior.
Today, it was a lot of glitches in the Matrix. Yeah, so like the first video was the sky was like blue. And they were like, yo, the sky's fucking blue. It's blue. And I was like, why wouldn't the sky be blue? And then all of a sudden it got super fucking dark. And they were like, yo, did you see that? They're like, I got that shit on camera. And I was like, what the fuck? And then and then the other videos that I saw were all like, they were all like, oh, that plane looks like it's not moving. Like, right. It looks like it's on pause, or this bird looks like it's on pause. And I was like, this is weird. Why am I getting all this glitch in the Matrix shit?
Yeah. I've been experiencing a few glitches in the Matrix because this has happened to me more than once, and this is when I get nervous. So I am on TikTok, and I'll scroll up. I guess that's how you say it, scroll up to go to the next video.
Yeah.
And it'll be a video that I've seen. But it'll be the same four videos I've seen before. Now,
no, I think that's something that happens in the algorithm, because I've had that happen to me.
But look. But these are not the videos that I like.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Like, these are just videos just in a row. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, damn, am I high? Because I'm like, no, I've seen this shit before.
No, I think that's something with TikTok, because I've had that happen on mine. Like, I'll like close out of it, and I mean, it doesn't happen like all the time, but sometimes like I'll be scrolling through and then I'll be like, dude, I've already seen this video. Why is it showing to me again? And not a video that somebody has sent me that I've looked at, but like has already gone on my For You page.
Smack somebody.
Oh, okay. That was random.
Nah, I'm sitting here watching. You know what? I don't know why I got this ego I got, but I can watch myself all day long.
That's how I feel about looking at myself in the mirror.
Kiara, I be getting so caught in the mirror sometimes. So, all right. Leo moment. So, look. So, you know, between the front door, well, my front door.
I thought you were going to say between the ferns.
Between the ferns. Between the front door.
I love our show.
And you know, my bedroom is the bathroom, and the bathroom I just put up a new mirror. So so the bathroom, I go in there, maybe I gotta pee, maybe I don't, but I look at the mirror and I'm like, oh, I got a little something. Like, what is this right here? And then I go, oh, let me what a brush here. Let me brush my hair right. Let me get a brush in my face. And I just be like, hey man, what the fuck am I doing? I've been in this mirror for almost 20 minutes.
Yeah, man. That's how I feel. You haven't been to my new house, but like in my room, like from my room. So like my toilet is separate in my bathroom, but I have like a huge mirror. So as soon as you walk into the bathroom, it's a mirror. And I'll just be like looking at myself like, okay, girl, or it's really bad when I'm on like a work call. Because when we're like, and I'm on the video, on the work call, I'll be all up in the video, like looking at myself, not even looking at who's talking. I'm just looking at myself, like
at myself,
especially like while I'm talking.
A good time right there. I went to a little Mexican restaurant and got me a little quesadillo. That shit is good. Oh, that Mexican know how to fry some chicken up, boy.
Have you ever heard like why Korean fried chicken is like so good? Or like why they fry chicken at all in Korea?
No clue.
So it's because back in, I don't know, maybe the Korean War, I would assume.
Did we watch this in a movie?
I don't know. But like,
remember when they were talking about one of the dudes was Korean, the other one was black, and they was like, the reason why it's the Koreans be doing hair is because black people was in Vietnam or some shit like that.
I was talking about the frying chicken. They got that from, but they did get it from the black people who like
but
came
you know
over
what I'm saying?
The black
and then the black lady died.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh man, we watched a movie about that shit once.
I hope you remember it because I don't.
Now I gotta look it up.
Now keep you talking. Have to because I don't know what you're talking about. But anyways, so yeah, so the black soldiers was frying chicken and they taught the Koreans how to fry chicken.
That's sweet. Reach one.
Yeah.
Reach one.
So then they just kind of like they kind of just like did their own recipe because a lot of the times Korean fried chicken is like double fried.
That sounds sexy as hell.
Yeah, so that's why it's like even crispier than like crispy because it gets like that second fry on it.
I'm gonna look for the name of the damn movie because I was so upset watching this movie. How you gonna die? Irreplaceable you. You raggedy bitch.
Oh, yeah. That was so sad.
That was a tap. Y'all, listen to me.
Y'all should watch it.
Go watch it so you can see how mad I am. And if you do, please listen to us on Coast to Coast at the movies while you're watching it. I mean, because listen to me. I can't believe that woman knew she was about to die.
But that was the whole premise of the story.
Yeah, man, but
you know what's funny is okay, and I think the reason why it did make it like kind of emotional too is the fact that sometimes when movies are like, oh, this person is like they are dying,
gravely ill.
You know what I'm saying? They're gravely ill or like, you know, they're on the path to death, whatever, right? Okay.
So... on the path to
death. Okay, so like most, but like a lot of the times what happens in the movie is they don't die in the movie.
No,
they survive till the end and blah 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 blah. But like,
you know, I was mad about this movie because in the description I just put a movie period. Fuck this shit. I think I cried twice in this damn movie.
I know you did, and I told you, but I even told you, because, all right, listen, y'all, I just want y'all to know about, like, for me, for this movie, I am a very big romantic comedy person. I think comedies are...
She is real big on, let's make D a bitch today and watch some sad shit where puppies die. Hey, man, I don't want to watch this shit.
Oh my gosh, there's another movie that I want you to watch then.
Here we go.
But anyways, but Irreplaceable You, I had watched that a long time ago and I had swore to myself and I told other people this too because I was like, yo, the movie's actually really good, but it's really sad. And like, I actually like cried multiple times in the movie because there's just a lot of parts in it that are very like tear-jerking. But I told D that. I said, listen, I've seen this movie. I've cried to this movie. I ain't gonna cry. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay.
Because look, it's a goofy ass white boy, a little beige black lady. Hey man, that shit ain't gonna be that bad. Ballin'.
Dude, I don't be trying to, you know, make you a bitch. I just be trying to see what's your mental health at, you know?
Hey man, I'm glad it was strong because
is it strong and healthy?
Some of these movies have been wild.
Well, don't worry, this time I mean it's kind of early to talk about what movie we're gonna watch, but it's gonna be like a scary movie, so it's okay. Which he also doesn't like to be scared. But this movie is old. It's not even... I mean, I guess it's scary, but it's not like a horror movie. I don't think it's a horror movie. Because I like those psychological horror movies. Those are the ones that actually get me. I like the ones that make me think.
I like the ones that make me think.
Yeah, because like, I know I've said this multiple times about like movies and stuff, but there's certain stuff that like I feel I don't like to actually be. I don't like jump scares because I just think that they're so like predictable, even though one of the movies on my list has some jump scares, but you know, here, no, there. But I'm kind of like, all right, that's cool. I don't mind watching like certain types of horror movies, but some of them I'm kind of just like, dude, y'all can take this shit. This is too much. Y'all doing a whole lot. A whole lot. There is a movie that I do want to watch because it's on. I got to see how long it's going to be on Amazon Prime because my mama just watched it the other day. Wow. I had already watched it, but yo, did you see? Did you watch that video that I sent you of that girl that ate them 48 oysters?
Hey man, thank you for bringing that up. Because the math don't make sense.
Y'all, listen to me. I want you to know that there are two stories floating around about two dates, okay? Now, the first one I saw was about the girl who this man kept messaging her and she kept like turning him down, but he would not take no for an answer. So she finally said, yeah, let's go on this date because she was already going. She already wanted to go eat these oysters, which were like $15 for a plate, right? And that heifer ate 6 plates of oysters.
It was four plates.
No, it was like 5 or 6.
It was probably 5.
She ate about 5 or 6 of
them. Because four was stacked up.
Yeah, and she while ordered she three oh and she still God. Had 3 drinks and lemon she ate drop. And she ate like some meatballs or something. No, potatoes. She had these potatoes and was still like, what am I finna eat? And that what man am left. I finna eat?
Hey man, that I gotta man, use the bathroom. Why you bringing your coat? It's cold in the bathroom.
That man left. And she said, if you broke, just say that. And he goes, I invited you out for like drinks and you gonna eat up all of that? And it's like, hey man, she also told you that she didn't want to go after you asked her multiple times. Both parties are wrong. But it was hilarious to watch. It was very hilarious to watch. Now I do got a question for you.
Okay.
So say you ask a girl out on a date.
Okay.
And you take her out to Maggiano's, whatever.
Ooh, Maggiano's, nice.
Yeah, you know, it had to be a nice restaurant. So you take her to Maggiano's, and while you're sitting there, she pulls out her phone. And she starts recording a TikTok of your date. Are you staying at the date?
Red flag. Did I drive?
Yeah, you drove. The hell? Of course you did. Oh, ride together. Did y'all drive together?
Did we meet there?
Y'all met there. Y'all met there.
Hey, man, if you don't like me, just say so. Okay.
What if she was recording because she was having a good time? Or still no?
I ain't seen that TikTok yet. I'm having such a great time. Let me take my phone out and enjoy this moment.
That's what I think is so weird. Is like,
we missed that. We just missed the cusp of these young niggas doing taking your phone out. I remember, Kiara. I'm eating. Let me chill out. These chips got good. I remember.
Yeah, because you smacking.
They're so good. I remember being weirded out the first time my homeboy said, hey, D-Lo, take this picture of me right fast. And I said, bitch, do I look like a photographer? What you mean, take this picture of me right fast? You get the fuck out of my face. I remember the day like it was yesterday. It was probably around the same time of year. It was September, October. It was a little crisp in the air. Mm-hmm. Me and him was walking somewhere. I think it was a group of 3 of us. Because I immediately felt like, bitch, do I look like your cameraman? Don't be asking me. Why you ask that nigga?
That is so funny.
Now look at that. They got us taking group photos outside of anywhere.
Well, I just think, like, in my mind, I'm just kind of like, sorry, my headphone came out.
Damn.
Okay. Like, I went to sit up on the couch a little bit more. So, even the last date that I went on, don't get me wrong, if it wasn't a bad date, it was just a date where I did not feel a romantic, flirty type of vibe. Like, it felt more like we were friends. Like, me and him were friends on this date. It's just like my friend that I know, and we just going out to grab food. Like, that's what it felt like, because I've done that with like a few of my guy friends before. Like, we go out to eat, and that's how it felt. It just felt like I went out with one of my guy friends.
Right.
But I would never in my life, like, as we're talking, pull out my phone to record the date. Like, that's not, even if I thought that he would say something fucking wild to me, I would not pull out my phone. Like, that girl who, don't get me wrong, he was saying some wild shit, and it's very entertaining on the other end, but I just think that y'all are weird, because the girl, she had sat here and recorded this man, and he was like, yeah, so, like, what's your body count?
Damn.
And he went on to talk about how he thinks that it's trashy as fuck for a woman to have a body count more than 5. Actually, 5 is too much, but it's okay for him to have a body count of like over 100. And I just was like, first of all, the fact that you even care about body counts is fucking stupid, but okay.
I mean, let's not be ridiculous. What he's saying has foundation, but not having the tact enough to know that that's not conversational, that's not dinner conversation, that's not something you just talk about on like a regular, hey man, that's an intimate conversation to have.
But I don't think that that's a conversation at all, because my thing is, how are you saying that you want your girl and you think it's trashy and slutty and is a negative if she has had more than 5 sexual partners, but you can have over 100 partners and it's cool?
He's not fucking over 100 people, let's be real.
It don't matter. But the fact that that's your mentality is that this girl has to be pure as the driven snow.
Well, what's wrong with being pure as the driven snow?
But you can be a whole fucking whore out here.
I'm not a woman.
It doesn't matter.
It definitely matters. I'm a man. I'm not a woman.
No, it does. It should matter if you're a man. It shouldn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Because my thing, okay. So what if she? All right, hold on. I'll put it this way then. Okay, so say that she did only have one partner, but she's fucked him over 100 times. What's the difference?
I think the difference is it shows that she was just committed to this one person. I don't think it's the sexual acts that is being demonized. It is the frivolousness.
But I don't understand why men can be frivolous with their dick, but women can't be frivolous with their vagina.
I think it's the difference between having someone who was a millionaire, you know, throw money.
The fuck?
Wait a minute. Give me time.
Okay, let me see where you're going with this.
I think it's the kind of this is gonna sound so fucking stupid. It's the equivalent of a man who is at a strip club and throws $100 bills at a woman, but very disrespectfully. Like, I'm talking about, you remember, did you ever watch that? It was a video where a woman is laying in the tub and there's a dude over top of her. There's a dude standing over top of her while she laying in the tub, just throwing money. It looked like it's a music video. But she was like, I just wanted to make it feel like rain. So he just takes the whole lot of money and just smacks her in the face with the money. I feel like that is that's equivalent good. To that is the equivalent
it's good.
To
yeah.
That is the equivalent to a man having multiple sexual partners.
But I just don't
let me finish.
Okay.
That is the equivalent to a man having multiple sexual partners. And let's say a woman is in a strip club and a man comes up to her and throws money at her, but all the money is in pocket change. Like, I'm talking about like a fistful
of quarters. He'd have made it hell.
He done made it hell at the club. And this bitch like, hey man, don't make me beat your ass. I feel like that's the same thought that men are looking at women who have very hot. Now I'm not playing the game of okay, 5 is too high, 10 is too high, 20 is too high. That's not what I mean. I mean if you have like a ridiculous number.
So you actually keep track of your number?
Oh Jesus, girl, I stopped counting after like 20, and that was a long time ago.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've never understood why it was such a big deal about somebody's body count. Like, I just felt like that was so like. I'm so sexually desired. Like, who gives up? Like. If you're not attractive, you're not attractive. If you're attractive, you're attractive. Like, it is what it is. Like, the person's going to be sexually attracted or not.
To women. I really understand how that may sound to a woman who really feels like, well, why is it good for y'all to do it and it's not good for us to do it? Because when you look at just the bare brass and tacks of the argument, no, of course you shouldn't care if, you know, you're 30, I'm 30. I've had the same amount of sexual encounters as you, but you're demonizing me for being the same person you are.
Correct.
I can understand why women would feel that way, but you also have to see from the other point where you're not playing the game like men are. Men are the pursuers. Men are going to get this. Women are allowing and picking and choosing who they deem to sleep with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You beggars can't be choosers, but when choosers get to choose, hey man, you doing a whole lot of goddamn choosing.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I think the issue that I have with it is how heavily demonized and put down and the derogatoriness of it that is affiliated with women. Because yeah, I just think that's such like it's such me, a misogynistic type of look to the way that you're saying it is making it seem like, well, because you've done this, like you're undesirable, you're a whore, you're a slut, you should die alone.
Think about die alone is harsh. Think about it like this.
Hey man, that's why they be talking.
What if in this, let's say we're in a magical world.
Okay.
All right, well, I can start from the beginning. Okay, say we're in a magical world where women are still the same women, but men are different now. Every time a man has a sexual partner, they lose half an inch of penis. Let's say every man in this world start off with 10. Every man in this world start off with 10 inches of penis, okay? 10 inches, boom.
Okay.
Now, every time they have a sexual partner, their dick just shrinks just half an inch. Every time. Now,
half an inch.
Half an inch. Okay. So, now, are you going to be upset when you find somebody that you like? You know, now imagine this is the same world, or you can find somebody you like, you really hit it off, da 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 da, y'all fool around, and then, you know, you get to the little part, you get to the place where you're like, okay, you know what, I like dude, let me, you know, fix it up, and he whip out a goddamn 4-inch, and like, I thought you was feeling me, though. My past shouldn't matter, because I can still please you with this 4. You know what I'm saying?
Are you sure you can please with a 4?
Ooh, I mean, you sound like a man now.
Oh, no, I don't. I sound like a woman who has a vagina and has had multiple sizes of dick and knows whether it is pleasurable to her or not.
The metaphor that I'm trying to
I'm sorry, you said women are still the same, so that's how I have to go with it.
But exactly. So I now want to bring you back to this world where men are all
No, go ahead.
Men are all mental. So if I find out, okay, damn, she done had a lot of sexual partners, to me, I feel like, hey, man, I'm not as turned on about this that I was in the beginning. And even if I am enough, I'm not standing around because in the back of my mind, I'm like, hey, man.
What, you think that her, you think that her vagina gets looser half an inch?
No, not at all. But okay. That'll be hilarious. Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
I just had to think about that because in my brain, I was like, he just said that the man would lose half an inch of his penis for every sexual partner. That means it's shrinking, and men feel like a woman's vagina is too loosey-goosey, which is not the case. Does that mean that her vagina is expanding every time she has a sexual...
No.
Sorry. Your equivalents did not make sense in my head just now.
What I'm trying to say is men are mental creatures. Y'all, women like to say that we're physical, but no, but we're all mental. We can get an erection from a simple thought. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about full on. Now, in my mind, if this woman that I kind of like, if she tells me, hey, man, you know, I ran through the basketball team. I mean, I was young, man, but you know, I was young. I ran through the whole basketball team. And in my mind, I'm like, hey, man, it's a 15 nigga roster. That's damn. And that's just the niggas that you told me. It's going to make me think that I am not as important in this woman's world because you had so many experiences. I can't show you shit.
That's wild because Amber Khan, shout out. She just was saying how men's egos are so actual, like cotton candy, blow in the wind, fragile.
Yeah.
And y'all, that's how you hit them. And I never thought about it, but that's what I be doing.
But you gotta hit
them in the ego. Because
dealing with women is not a realm that men are day-to-day. I don't want to say it like that, where it's like, in the world of man, I don't have to worry about, damn, I guess there's no really equivalent to just a male-to-male interaction that's, you know, heterosexual. Where it's like, that's nothing this nigga can tell. It's nothing this man, my friend, can tell me to make me be like, hey man, you kind of less of a friend now. Other than some weird, you know, pedo shit. But it's just like, he can't. My homeboy can't tell me, hey man, I'm beefing with my mama. I ain't talking to her no more. I'm like, come on, bro. You ain't talking to your mama. I can't rock with a nigga that don't talk to his mama, bro. God damn. So it's really hard to find equivalency. That's the word I'm looking for. And no, I cannot spell it. The body count shit is just it's really interesting, man, because it's like, it works.
It's man-made.
No,
like a male made it up. A male made that important. That is a male important thing. If a man ever asks you, that is something that is important to that man. And that's when you have to say,
I don't think you really want to
go there, because then it's going to be, do you want your feelings hurt? Do you want your ego bruised? Because I'm going to tell, if I even tell you a number, if I remember a number, then you're going to be, if it's not just you, your feelings are going to be hurt. So do you even want to go there, sir? Why are you asking questions that's going to make your feelings hurt?
I'm not a body count type of guy. I'm more of a, do I know them type of guy? Like, you can't tell me you fuck somebody I know.
Oh.
It's weird.
That's very grown of you, because I know some men don't care.
I mean, I'm lying. I mean, I'm.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing about that lie. It's not a big deal if it's not a big deal. But I've been around women who like flaunt their body count, and I'd be like, I hope you don't make me. I hope you don't think that this is sexy in my eyes. Like,
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And it's like, well, why do you feel the need? Are you negging me right now? Like, are you purposely trying to hurt my feeling that? Oh yeah, I done did this and this and that. Mark Twain, I fucked them. Like, God damn it.
I totally get what you're saying, because that is something that's very like, girl, why are you trying to make it seem like this is cool?
Because think about it like this: say you had a husband, y'all been married 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you go to a family retreat or something where you got a lot of you know, where your family is, and he goes to the family, you know, and meet your mama, meet your dad, meet your brother, da 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 da, and he's like, is that okay? And I'm okay to do it.
And now he gotta explain how he know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, me and Okita went to school together, you know. Yeah, me and her went to school together back in the day. Oh, shit, is that Wanda Godwin? How you know her? No, fuck, no. At some point, you're going to be like, oh, hold the fuck on now.
Well, see, my thing about that is you just said some people's ages that are very different from my age.
Exactly.
Which means I am talking to somebody who has to be significantly older than me.
Well, you don't know that, you know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's kind of weird if it's not.
I would like to propose the body count versus family count. How many people can a man fuck in your family?
But here's the thing,
before
though,
he's a red flag.
But here's the thing about that, though. Like, I mean, I don't think there's anybody. I feel like it's a preference thing, though, because I don't think that it's the same thing like with my friends. Like, some of my friends, we don't have the same taste in men.
Sweetheart, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. You might not have the same taste in men, but niggas be fucking.
Okay? But if you listen, you just said that women are choosers. So if she's not choosing you because her coochie don't tingle when she look at you, she's not going to have sex with you.
He might have been a different person in that era of his life. He might have been
but your face ain't different.
Oh man,
if you're this, and this is why, like, I'm a firm believer in, like, you have to be sexually attracted to the person that you are with.
Yeah, but there's no way that you're telling me
that some person that you are dating or otherwise that you're like, no, I'm not like sexually attracted to him, but he's a great person.
Era. Right now, I'd like to know, body count versus family count. How many people in your family can this man have slept with that is like, that's one too many?
Mine is one.
One. So okay. So you go to a family when you're.
But I was also younger. But mine was one. Mine was one, and I was like, okay, that's all right.
You go to a family reunion.
Please never contact me again.
Or just any plot, because I'm putting family as blood family and like friend family. So.
Yeah, mine was one.
So only one, or one is too many.
One is too many.
One is too many.
My situation was okay, but one is enough. One is enough. Like, well, I'm gonna be like, all right.
I would equate your one family count to my 5 body counts.
Okay.
So we have a 5-1 ratio.
So you're telling me that you would prefer a virgin?
As an older man, it'll be kind of awkward. But if she was a virgin now, I wouldn't mind.
Hmm. Interesting. I always thought about that.
Because I've had a woman who was a virgin. Shout out. I know she's listening. it just is what it is. So it's like, it was great. She was a wonderful person. You know, I was a certain type of dude at that time. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it was. But it's like, that doesn't bother me. I I'm 37 now. Like, if she's a virgin at 37, I am like, all right, well, what happened? Something happened. But, you know, we can talk through it. But if she fucked like 70 people,
yeah, that's a lot. Well, because I be thinking, okay, when I think about body count, when people actually tell me body counts, I be trying to like think about how many people is that a year.
Yeah, that can make sense.
You know what I'm saying? So like, 70 people over the course of like 7 years, that's 10 people a year. But over the course of 10 years, that's only 7 people a year.
So 70.
And think about it, if you even did it even worse, if you did 70 divided by 20, that's 3 people a year. 3.
70, a body count of 70. Is the ratio of 14 family members.
Yeah.
Do you see how ridiculous that is now?
But that's what I'm saying though. Like, but 70 people, if you really think about, like, if they're like, yeah, I started having sex when I was like 17 and now I'm 37. Okay, that's 20 years, but that's 3 people a year. If they were single the whole entire time, that's 3 people a year.
That's a lot of people, man.
3 people a year? You whore. I know that you've had more sex than that this year.
Kiara, look, we're not talking about me right now.
I don't give a shit. We are talking about you. We talking about you and your 70 body count imaginary girl.
Yeah, man. 70 is high as shit, though.
If you hear the overall number, I think it's high. But I think, like, you know, when you do, like, ratios and stuff, it's really not that high.
You talking about first base, second base, all in middle school, high school, probably been fucking. So you mean from, let's say you started off at a 2 at high school. Now you 35. You've ran.
But that's still only, that's still, okay, but that's still 20 years worth of people.
Yeah.
That's 20 years. You have to really like, come on now.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm also taking into account out of town trips, random weekends.
But it doesn't matter. We're talking about overall the average number a year.
Oh, so now we're going average. So
three. I've been saying the average.
So you can.
What are you talking about?
So you can slut it up for 6 months. You can run through a good 20 in 6 months. I'm gonna chill out. Let me not do nothing for a next year.
Let the record show that I said that at the very beginning when I said, but if they've been having sex for 20 years, that's 3 people a year. That is called the average. They are averaging 3 people a year in order to have sex with that many people. I just wanted to be out there in the universe.
But Kiara, to average, you also have to have peaks and valleys, right? So
that's the median. The median number is like your highs and your lows and what's in the middle. Sweetheart, I'm talking about the average.
Do you know how averages work? If you have
average is the total number divided by the time. So 70 bodies
divided
by 20 years. That is your average. You're averaging 3 average. Bodies a year. 3.5 technically, but
okay.
3 a year.
Okay, you're saying 3 a year, but you're also not factoring in. Okay, yes, the average.
I'm not doing median.
It's just averages are the same thing. If I, I don't think so. you don't. Okay, I'm gonna say
this. I don't think mathematically that's the same.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm writing this down. I'm gonna put a hook in this because I have a question to ask you. I seen a TikTok where two guys were having a discussion with two women, and they asked them, "What time is noon, Kiara? What time is noon?"
12 o'clock.
Exactly. These women in the video were saying noon feels like 11:30-ish, and they were. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna send it to you. The point I'm trying to make is, yes, you are correct where that is the average, but we're also understanding that in that average, there are going to be some peak and valleys of
correct.
Different. All right. So yes. it may be 2 or 3 years where she has had no sexual activity, and there may be some goddamn Cancun weekend.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
All right.
But. I'm still just talking about the average number.
Sure, average. So, okay.
Because
so
you don't know, like... you haven't known this person for 20 years anyway, so it don't even matter. But, I'm just saying. The average.
And
if you just look at it like that, maybe you'll feel better about
that. How are you going to get good at something if you don't know what you're doing? You know? So,
well, that's not true at all because men can run through 100 women and still be bad at sex. That does not mean anything.
Well, that just means they slept with liars.
Well, or they got they feelings hurt and they don't want to get better. They didn't want to believe it.
I don't understand what that means. How can someone
because what if somebody said so much, what if a girl
how can
said
someone have so much sex and not be good at it?
Because what if somebody said to them, "Hey, you're like not that great," or "Hey, can you not jackhammer me?" And they're like, "Oh, well, that's not what you were saying. You and I did say that a bunch of times, and you kept going." And then they were like, "Oh, well, so the other girls I slept with, they liked it." See, now you think that you're good at sex.
Who talks like that? Who are these people?
Nigga, men.
Who have these? Listen, this is what I mean. I tell you, I've never had conversations with niggas when they have said, "Hey, man, Shawty told me I need to do it a little better." And I was like, "Fuck that shit. I'm gonna fuck how I wanna fuck. What are you talking about, sir? You sound ridiculous."
But if you've had a whole bunch of people tell you that you are okay and decent at sex, and then all of a sudden one person tells you that you're actually bad at sex, are you gonna believe the one person or are you gonna believe everybody else?
I'm a different type of nigga. I'm definitely.
I know you are.
I'm definitely overthinking that one person who was like, "Oh man, that shit was trash. Girl, D-Lo came through last night. Dick was trash."
Yo, I was about to say something, but I'm gonna just wait.
Oh my god.
But that's what I'm saying. Not everybody's like. I feel like. That's also a mental thing, though, because not everybody...
But I've never personally had my name in the streets where somebody was like, "You know what? Wasn't that good. I didn't like it. I just was like..."
Of course it's not going to be in the streets. It's in the group chat.
I don't want to be in these group chats. That's what kills me.
It's in the group chat. When you are bad at sex, it is in the group chat. It is in the group chat right after you have climaxed. You passed out in the bed beside her. You are already in the group chat.
Hey, man, keep me out of the group chat, man. I'd like to think that I have a great driving record, you know? I might have rolled over a couple curves, but I never got in an accident. My airbag might have been deployed a little early a couple times. But I made up for it, you know.
All right. Speaking of airbags deployed.
Speaking of airbags.
No, because my movie does actually tie into airbags, so it makes sense.
Yeah, that's dope.
So last week was your week, though. What did we watch?
Man, y'all, last week we watched The Big Hit. And let me tell you something.
That shit's questionable.
Mark Wahlberg does it again. It's a terrible movie, but it's hilarious.
It's got some funny, it's got a lot of funny points. It is, it did not stand the test of time.
Okay, something that we never do, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to tell y'all the grades we gave it and the emojis.
Okay.
I gave it a C with a pistol. Oh, no. I gave it a C and a noose because the little girl was tied up all the movies. And Kiara gave it, what the fuck? Kiara gave it a D plus. A burning building right beside a cliff. I don't know what the fuck that means, but if you want to find out, go ahead and watch that episode.
100% watch the episode.
Your week. Hey, man, what are we trying to watch, man?
Okay, so it's spooky season. So
Spooktober.
Yeah, it's Spooktober. So we're going to watch Final Destination.
The first one?
Yep.
Hey, man.
Why did you breathe like that?
You might be watching us alone.
We'll watch it during the daytime.
That might be worse for me. I want to watch it in the street. I want to watch it outside with nature. I don't want to see it out.
Yeah, we'll watch it. We'll watch it whenever you feel comfortable. How about that?
Oh, my God.
It's not even that bad.
No, I've seen it before, but it's just, man. Y'all, we watching Final Destination.
Yo, hold on. Oh, that's what I meant. Hold on. I had pulled it up. Oh, never mind. This is something else. I had pulled up to something else. Dang, this was the other movie I was gonna pick.
What was it?
But yeah. I don't want to say it because we might watch. Oh no, we probably won't because I couldn't find it on anything. I was gonna pick Phone Booth.
Phone Booth was a good movie.
Yeah, and so because
I watched it, I thought we watched it.
That's what I thought, but I couldn't find an episode on it. No. But it does say that it was set to be released in the theaters November 2002. But the DC sniper attacks in October.
They said, hell no.
Made them delay the release until April 2003.
Fuck that money all up.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that DC sniper.
Man.
Yo, that was a time because they really did not give a fuck about kids.
But I'm gonna tell you,
they didn't give a fuck about nobody.
All right, this is the end of the podcast. Anybody listening? It's just this is the real listeners now. Hey man, you think that was some bullshit? I think that was some bullshit. I think there's another reason why that person is in jail. That's as basic as I'll get it. Because I want to know what it seemed like. It's bigger than what they're telling us.
Well, duh, everything's always bigger. You know, it's always what's that like? It's like a magic trick where you like you show a diversion, but there's something else in your hand.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always that, and it's always been that.
Did we watch? Did we watch? The Turn.
No.
Did we watch The Illusionist?
No.
We need to watch that. That might be my movie after I pick my 50.
Is it gonna be a good movie? Because apparently, no, I'm joking. I've seen The Illusionist. I like that movie.
That shit is so fucking good. Yeah, man. I really think with that Malfoy nigga, something's up. I don't know, man. The world that's listening right now. I would love to hear some conspiracy theories on what is the real meaning behind the DC sniper. Because who the fuck out here killing indiscriminately? Like, who is just laying
down? But you
down
have to think
in the
listen,
back of a trunk, shooting through a fucking lock.
But it's literally just a diversion for something else that was probably going on.
Thank you.
And it's also another thing to put fear into the hearts of citizens. Think about it, 2002, we just came off of 9/11.
Yeah. Because remember,
like, come on now, they have to keep the best. A lot of people think that the easiest way to control people is through fear.
Through fear.
And that's what a lot of marketing and propaganda is all about, is about fear mongering. So of course they're going to like be like, hey man, listen, you know, we just came off of that terrorist attack. Now we got this DC sniper. You know, the only people that can keep you safe is your government. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
So yeah. You just need to see what else was going on in the government
around that same time.
Because that's what it was. It was literally just a diversion, just like anything.
Damn, chill.
Yeah, honey. That's it. That's it.
Hey man, this is a good episode right here.
It was. Y'all keep eating them oysters and going to Cheesecake Factory.
Or not going to Cheesecake Factory.
Or, you know, being upset because you was late and you couldn't go to Cheesecake, you couldn't go somewhere besides Cheesecake Factory, you know?
That was a wild one. We didn't even touch on that one.
I know. We didn't even get to touch on that one.
Cuz said, hey, I had reservations for this other spot, but you was late. And then she was like, I know I'm late, but I was like, oh, bruh, leave, bruh.
Right.
Why do these niggas like being with women that don't like them? They not even acting like they like them.
Because they just want to seem desirable.
What's desirable about a woman showing you no affection?
Yeah, but he can go back and say, yeah, but I still went on a date with her. I still smashed.
Still smashed. That shit don't work. Plus, I ain't never been that good. I still smashed even though she talked shit about me. I don't like that
even
shit.
Though she called me little dick nigga that can't
even,
fuck.
Even though she called me little dick nigga that can't fuck. I at least did.
You know, who really won? Who really won? Nigga, me, because you in the group chat now.
Yeah, you never. Hey, man, stay out. Fellas, stay out the group chat, man. You never want to be.
That's what you should name the episode. Stay out the group chat.
Hey, man, you got it. I was going to call it the Iceberg Boy, but stay out the group chat.
Ooh, okay, just pick one because I like both of them.
Iceberg Boy. That nigga said the struggle is real.
All right, bye.
Icebergs and Oysters.